This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Lakers lose to the Atlanta Hawks 99-94. They're now 28-14 on the season. Got a big game coming up tomorrow against the Phoenix Suns. Big news this afternoon: LeBron James leaves the game with a right ankle injury. He will get an MRI. We have no more information than that. I will open up the phone lines, 877-710-ESPN, if you guys want to be a part of this Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. You could also hit me on Twitter, at Alan Sliwa. I'll read those throughout the postgame show. Tough loss because of the predicament, because situation. Man, so many games this season, Lakers have lost 14 so far, that you feel so many of them are in question because Lakers just haven't been 100% healthy. Anthony Davis has missed a handful of games. Obviously, we know the Dennis Schroeder, Gasol. There's been a ton of players kind of in and out of the lineup. You could just use that as an example. This one's certainly the big one that we're waiting for, and we'll wait in regards to an MRI. But I do want to go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel so we can see if there's any information there. Here's Lakers Coach Vogel on the 99-94 loss to the Atlanta Hawks.
Hey, Frank, hey, video is a little spotty for me. Just want to see if we could get a LeBron update and if there's anything else you know at this point.
Yeah, just what we released. He's got an ankle injury, and that's all the information I have at this time.
Still with us, Mike? All right, let's move right along then. Let's go to Dave.
Frank, if you can't address how long you'll be out, I understand, but how do you guys move forward with potentially no LeBron for a period of time? Obviously no Anthony Davis, Marc Gasol, et cetera.
Yeah, it's you know, certainly going to be a challenge when you're on, anytime you're undermanned, but if you play team first basketball and you defend at a high level, you have a chance to win, and that'll be our mindset.
And what
was the mood of LeBron in the locker room? Obviously we saw him walk off the court pretty upset. And what was the mood of your team?
You know, the mood of the team is, you know, we're disappointed we lost. And we got to get back and win one tomorrow. And I won't disclose what any mood of, you know, what LeBron was like internally. It's in-house.
Bill Oram.
Hey, Frank, it's probably impossible to draw a straight line between these two things, but we've spent so much of this year talking about the short offseason and kind of the condensed nature of the schedule. And here you are where, you know, your two stars are out with injuries. Is it, in your own mind, do you think that could be a factor?
It's impossible to tell. It's possible, but like I said, it's impossible to tell.
Kyle Goon.
Hey, Frank, have you been able to see a replay of what happened with the play that led to LeBron going down? And did you feel like Solomon Hill, you know, was playing recklessly at all during that segment?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right, Jovan.
Hey, Frank, two-parter. We've talked this season about the non-LeBron minutes and you guys having a negative net rating. What did you think of the second half performance from the guys? And then kind of bigger picture, have you seen any positive trends in the non-LeBron minutes recently?
Well, I think the way we played at Sacramento and scored 120-some points shows that we have enough offensive firepower and, you know, we have a defensive mentality with our group. So, you know, to me, we have enough to win. And, you know, we just got to, I think it was just a little bit tough for our guys to adjust on the fly, you know, as opposed to that sack game, knowing for 24 hours that he wasn't going to be in there, what the rotation was going to look like when we just came out of that third quarter, super cold. You know, it took us a while to get going, played well in the fourth, but, you know, just wasn't enough.
All right. And last question, please. Let's go to Andy Kamenetsky.
Hey, Frank, with LeBron out, what, if anything, changes in terms of how you tell the guys to go about executing or the shots that you look for, plays that you look to run, that sort of thing?
Well, anytime any guy's out, you adjust and play the guys that are in theirs strengths, you know, and, you know, this will be no different. You know, what we talked about, you know, more than the offensive organization that Bron's bringing to the table is, you know, the defensive command with his voice. You know, I think that's something that, you know, we could potentially miss a lot on the defensive side of the ball. So everybody's got to pick up the slack in that regard, every bit as much as they're picking up the offensive slack.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. So if you're just tuning in right now, 99-94, Lakers lose to the Hawks. They're now 28-14 on the season. LBJ leaves in the second quarter, right ankle sprain. He will get an MRI on it. You know, I thought it was interesting. I thought Coach brought up a couple interesting points. He went back, if you guys remember, the last game before the All-Star break, Lakers-Kings. LeBron did not travel for that game, and they basically just rested him. This was before the All-Star break. Anthony Davis was out that game as well. And Coach mentioned Lakers, I think, put up 127 points, right around there, 127 points. Talked about offense isn't going to be an issue, and they just got to figure out, obviously, ways. It's so tough to make that in-game adjustment of we have LeBron James, he does everything for us, and then in the middle of the second quarter, he's gone. And the Lakers came out so flat in the third quarter. I mean, if we're just paying attention to this game, couldn't have shot in the third quarter. Maybe went 5.5 minute stretch without scoring, outscored by 10. Lakers only had 12 points in that third quarter, but he kind of had a little vote of confidence there that, okay, give us a second now. Now, if we know he's not playing tomorrow, just speaking hypothetically, well, the guys will know that how to adjust to the game without having LeBron on the court. I'm not saying Lakers are going to go walk into Phoenix tomorrow and go get a W. We know Phoenix is playing really good basketball. They are right in the thick of the top three in the Western Conference. Lakers and the Suns are kind of battling for jockeying for position. I mentioned Lakers are 28-14. Phoenix right now is sitting at 27-13, so they technically have an advantage over the Lakers. But I think some of these players can make it a game. I do. And that's me obviously trying to take an optimistic approach with LeBron James still not knowing what you know the MRI will show on LeBron James' ankle. But Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, THT, Dennis Schroeder, there's some talented players on this team, no question about it. It's going to be some of these other guys too. If Lakers are going to win some games, if LeBron were to miss some games, it's going to come down to is KCP giving you 12-15 a game? Is Wesley Matthews able to come off the bench and give you a few threes a game? He had a stretch here in the second quarter, Wesley Matthews, and we really haven't seen this all season, where he hit three threes in a row. I don't know if they were simultaneous every possession. I know two of them were. But you're going to need now those other players that you never depend on or rely on. It's almost just bonus when they do deliver. Now those guys got to step up. Kuz is going to have to still give you 17 a night. Dennis Schroeder is going to have to give you close to 20. Montrez is going to have to give you close to 20. Damian Jones is going to have to be great on the defensive side, as is KCP, Caruso, go down the list. But when you really kind of start looking at things here and seeing the position that the Lakers are in, it's not like they have no talent. It's just how you adjust to a player like LeBron, who's really accustomed to doing everything for this team. And we saw it against the Kings. They could put up points. That wasn't an issue. All right, I'm going to take some of your phone calls when we come back. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Plus, we'll get a chance to hear from Kyle Kuzma. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There is Bogdanović driving down the middle and stolen by Dennis Schroeder. A nice strip by Schroeder. Brings it back into the front court. Dennis bounce past Montrezl Harrell. Slam dunk. So after no baskets for the first 6 minutes, the Lakers score twice in 30 seconds. And they only trail by 7, 64-57.
Lakers fought, but not enough. They lose to the Atlanta Hawks 99-94. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adrianas Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. 5-point loss to the Hawks. LeBron will get an MRI. You do want to tip your cap to some of these other Lakers role players that stepped up, did everything they can, but obviously not enough. Okay, let me take a couple quick phone calls here. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the postgame show. Noah in Studio City. What's going on, Noah?
Hey, where do I start? Yeah, we won a couple of games, but we have to be honest about this. Those were bottom shelf NBA teams, which is kind of what we are without Anthony Davis. We're like a bottom team, but with LeBron James. Now, not to discount guys like Montrez, there's talent there, but there's a couple guys I really want to point out. Mm-hmm. I know Kuzma has scored some points in his last few games, and he's gotten some rebounds, but he is so cavalier. Like, I've seen three opportunities at the end of quarters where he has the ball in his hands with 3 or 4 seconds, not 0.3, but 3 or 4 seconds, and he does not get up a shot.
Yeah, I don't get
he
that.
Really just
there's a lot
in.
Of there's a lot of people in the NBA that I don't know if that's a statistical thing, but I'm with you on that. That's a frustrating one. I mean, I never understood that. No, I appreciate you tuning in. And there are a couple other players, you know, you could look at on this Lakers roster and say KCP's got to do more, Wesley Matthews got to do more. Yeah, the last second, I got to ask Michael Thompson about that next pregame show. We got another game coming up tomorrow against the Suns. Every opportunity should be an opportunity, but I wouldn't go at Kuz. Kuz has been really as consistent as any Lakers player that I've seen, or at least Kuzma in his career over these last couple of weeks. The points, the rebounds, the energy, that part I give him credit on, so I don't want to go at Kuz. I did just mention, if you heard me here a few minutes ago, I was talking about how if LeBron misses some time, AD's obviously out as well, then all of a sudden you got to start figuring out, you got to go deeper into that depth chart. And as you go deeper, guys like KCP are now going to be relied upon. No, no, no. Now we got to get 12 to 14 from you. Wesley Matthews, Alex Caruso, Markieff Morris. Even though I think Morris has done a good job in his role as well. If LeBron misses some time, the Lakers are fortunate enough to have some talent. But it all just kind of comes down to how long can you hold your head above water. And, you know, Michael said something in the talking about during the broadcast, just basically said it all comes down to health for the Lakers. If they're healthy and playoffs roll around, they'll be one of the favorites to win an NBA championship. But you got to have everybody healthy. And right now, I would say the only fortunate thing of where we're sitting at, we're in March, and you know LeBron and Anthony Davis are out right now. At least we're in March. Remember, the playoffs don't start. Playoffs start almost 2 months on the dot. I think the 22nd, May 22nd. So we're about 60 days away from the playoffs starting. One more quick call here before we go to Kyle Kuzma. Harold in North Hollywood. Harold, appreciate you calling in, bud. What's going on?
Yeah, how you doing there, guy?
Good, man. Thank you.
This is what happens when you put all your stock in two players. I mean, when they got, I keep saying this, when they got Anthony Davis from New Orleans, he was already damaged goods. Now, this is a serious injury. Then LeBron goes down. You got to rely on the supporting cast? It's not going to happen. The Lakers could be in trouble if these two guys don't get healthy. Even if one of them doesn't come back, they can be healthy. There's no guarantee. Also, if Anthony Davis comes back, there's no rehabbing this injury. He could blow this thing out, and then they're finished for sure.
Harold, I appreciate you calling in. I want to get to Kyle Kuzma. Let me just say this real quick. If your argument is Lakers should not have got Anthony Davis and they should not have put all their eggs in LeBron James and Anthony Davis' basket, who just got you championship number 17, if your argument is that they should not have got them, I cannot be in that argument with you because that doesn't make any sense to me. Injuries happen in the NBA. Kevin Durant got injured and Klay Thompson got injured in the NBA Finals. They lost a championship right there. Michael always talks about the injury of Magic Johnson and Byron Scott back in the Pat Riley Showtime era. Injuries happen. They're a part of the, you know, obviously a part of the game. The fortunate thing right now where we're sitting is it's March, so you got some time. I will take my chances with LeBron James and Anthony Davis 1,000 times out of 1,000, and I will not question, you know, those contracts or anything along those lines. You just got a championship a few months ago. Yeah, that's let's just say that's the right risk to take. 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the postgame show. Here's Kyle Kuzma giving his thoughts on the Lakers' 5-point loss to the Hawks.
Hey, Kuz. Just wondering about what you saw from LeBron on the play he got injured and trying to tough it out. And how was it kind of trying to adjust as a team to that rapid change?
I didn't see what happened. You know, I just thought he rolled his ankle, and you know, I still haven't looked at it, or you know, we haven't seen him, so not sure.
All right, Bill Orr.
Kuz, you were in Golden State in 2018 when LeBron had the groin injury, and you know, I can't think of many times over these three seasons that he has even gone to the locker room. Did this remind you at all of kind of that moment 2 years ago?
I mean, maybe a little bit. You know, I haven't necessarily seen him scream and, you know, scald like that probably ever, you know, even with that groin. So, you know, had to be, you know, probably hurt a little bit for sure.
Dan Wojcicki.
Kuz, obviously everybody kind of goes around him and gathers up and checks on him. And then he's able to stay in the game for a minute. Like, kind of what was the emotions in that stretch between him being around, maybe being out, and then being back in, and then being out again?
You know, pretty regular. You know, I think came in, came out, hit three, and then, you know, we were fine all first half because, you know, we had a 1-point lead at half. So, I mean, everybody was playing well, and then, you know, that was it.
Dave McMenamin.
Because you guys get to see him, say anything to him, and see how he was doing?
No, we didn't see him.
Leonardo.
Hi, Kuz. This is Leonardo Torres from Peru. Kuz, with LeBron's possible absence for the next game, who should be the leader of the team?
I don't know. Really don't know at all. So I think as a team, you know, just got to, you know, step up and, you know, we'll see where the roles are.
All right, let's go to Mike Trudell.
Hey, Kuz, when you're in for LeBron, in a sense, like as opposed to if you're in for AD, when you go into like the starting lineup, is there a mentality switch that you have to make and think about potentially more playmaking as opposed to filling a scoring defensive role?
You know, a little bit of both, a little bit of everything. You know, I'm just out there trying to play the right way regardless. So, you know, I think that's, you know, how I've been so successful this year is, you know, just playing the right way. And then, you know, if the ball comes to me, then, you know, try to make something happen. But if not, just play off it, play the right way. So.
All right, we'll take one more. Let's go to Michael Duarte.
Thanks. Hey, Kuz, do you notice a difference in this team since Nate McMillan took over the Hawks? They're 8-0 since he took over as coach from when you guys beat him in Atlanta. Do you notice a difference with the team and how they play or anything like that?
Yeah, it looks a little bit like Indiana in a sense. You know, I think, you know, having Nate there has done they've done an excellent job of fixing their defensive efficiencies. And, you know, they're doing a really good job of packing the paint. And, you know, the court is much more smaller out there, you know, within Nate's scheme. You know, he's always been a great defensive coach. And, you know, you can just tell what good coaching and defense does, you know, especially out there. It's a little bit night and day. You know, I feel like in that first game, we were able to get in the paint and kind of get whatever we wanted. And, you know, they did a good job of having stunt and nail guys. The low man was there and, you know, they made us play, you know, for the most part, a lot of the game, you know, one-on-one. So, yeah, Nate's done a good job, and, you know, they won eight straight.
All right, Kuz, and I do apologize. We'll have one more. Dan, please.
Kuz, just follow up. You guys dealt with this a little bit when AD went down in Denver. What's the approach when a guy like this gets hurt? Do you think big picture? Can you not even allow yourself to think, you know, what could happen, or is it – I guess kind of what do you handle? How do you handle between now and when you have the information?
Man, you just got to keep it simple with life. It's no different. Everything, you know, you can only control what you can control. So, you know, it's very cliche and, you know, super simple, but I mean, that's just life. You know, you just got to control what you control and we'll see how it goes. Whatever news we get and then however we go forward, you know, that's just how it is. So, you know, We'll see how it goes.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma. Lakers lose 99-94. I want to read off a quick tweet here. Adrian Wojnarowski, x-rays negative on LeBron James' right ankle. Sources tell ESPN MRI results still pending. So we'll see as the show progresses here if we get any more information. I know we got a few phone calls waiting on hold here. When we get back, we'll take a couple of these calls. Plus, we got Montrezl Harrell. Stay right here. This is the Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
99-94, Lakers lose to the Hawks. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. Lakers lose points in the paint battle 46-40. Let me squeeze in a couple quick calls here before we get to Montrezl Harrell. Jordan in Northridge. Jordan, what's going on?
Hey, Alan, it's Jordan. I just wanted to say I love listening to your show. I don't know if you remember, we actually met back in 2019 for the Veterans Day event. Nice meeting you. I love listening to the show. But
appreciate
really
it,
quick,
man. Thank you.
Just wanted to respond to a caller who said don't put your stock in those two players. You know, but that's what championship teams do. You know, they put all their eggs in, you know, the superstars. And you look at any other team in the NBA, that you can say the same thing for every other team, literally for the Nets, for the Clippers. But I think the Lakers, ultimately, they'll be fine. That's why you built the cushion the Lakers that did. You know, they have a good record, you know. So if they go into somewhat of a free fall, I think they'll be completely fine, you know, in my honest opinion.
Appreciate you calling in, Jordan. I mean, listen, I get when somebody says, they'll say, oh, well, LeBron, he's too old. By the way, that was a conversation we were having when he originally signed with the Lakers. This is his third year with the Lakers. Anthony Davis, they said, well, he's injury prone. Lakers just got a championship. They just won a championship. And let's not make assumptions about these injuries until, you know, obviously we get more information. Michael in L.A. Michael, what's going on?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good, man. Thank you for calling in.
I just wanted to say that with LeBron's injury today, I think they'll be fine until the second round of the playoffs. I think Anthony Davis, by the time he comes back in the first round, he can handle whatever team they play in the first round and hopefully slowly grind back LeBron in the second round. They could. I mean, I think Anthony Davis and the Lakers could take, you know, Dallas, Portland, Golden State is in the ninth seed. I think they could take ninth. They could beat Golden State if they enter the playoffs, but they shouldn't worry too much. And if they give them about two and a half more months, I think the last game, regular season game for the Lakers is on May 16th. Mm-hmm. Well, second round for sure. LeBron, if he's healthy, if he's recovered from this ankle injury, they'll be fine.
Let me jump in here. Thank you for calling in. I would not jump to conclusion. I wouldn't, you know, certainly worry too much. I mean, here's the reality. Reality is, I'll read this this tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski. X-rays negative on LeBron James' right ankle, sources tell ESPN. MRI results still pending. So let's just wait to get more information, and we'll find out if LBJ is going to miss some games, how many games he's going to miss. Don't forget, yesterday was 1 week after Frank Vogel said that AD would be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So now we're obviously in a position. This upcoming Friday, we'll get a little bit more information on that front as well. Montrezl Harrell, fantastic second half for the Lakers. It wasn't enough. Had 22 points in just the second half, but 23 points and 11 rebounds was his total stat line. Obviously tried stepping up for the Lakers once LeBron James was out. Here's Montrez's thoughts on the Lakers' loss.
Hey, Trez, what was it like to see LeBron on the court like that? He's not a guy who shows a lot of pain or emotion, so obviously we heard him yell. I'm sure you heard it. What was that like?
It just shows you that guy, you know, he was in an extreme amount of pain, man. You know, it's a tough play. A guy dove for a loose ball, kind of, you know, took his leg out from up under him. We really didn't feel like it was one of those basketball type plays, but he didn't hurt on there. It was definitely a tough situation, that one of the ones that we were, not seeing Brian in, but like I said, this guy's a pro, man. I don't think it's going to be anything. It's going to set him back too much. But, he is human, man. So, he has to go through his protocols just like, everybody else who get hurt.
Trez, when you say you don't feel like it was a basketball type play, what do you mean by that?
Just an instance right there, man. I don't know if we could, just really just that just be like one of those things where he could die for a loose ball. I mean, I really don't feel like it was one of those loose ball plays. And, he had to go through his leg to get the ball, man. He was turned sideways. The ball was behind him. I mean, you're jumping at an angle going across this way. I mean, I don't know how you feel. That's just a loose ball to go out the loose ball. But, man, like I said, it's neither here nor there, man. I don't think it's one of those plays that, he tried to do it, but at the end of the day, it's still one of those things I feel like you have to look at because it was a crucial point in the game. He still hit a big-time three in the corner the next play. But at the end of the day, man, those are things you got to look at, man. I feel like, we're quick to go look at it when a guy's shooting a three, so why can't we look at it in that instance right there? So that's all I'm saying about that.
Got it.
Kyle?
Trez, Frank was saying how tough it was in the middle of the game to kind of adjust losing LeBron. What was that like for you and the rest of the guys who were still on the floor? And how confident are you if you have to play without LeBron tomorrow that you can be better and more complete against the Suns?
It's one of those things that happen, man. It's one of those uncertainties that we got to deal with just like anything else that's been happening in this year. And we've already played a game without LeBron. I mean, we took Sacramento to a tough game and came down to one of those last second shots to where we ended up losing it. But I mean, we've, proven that we can do those type things. And, I just feel like what guys see in the instance and, seeing that we're back in that position again, it's going to come another task towards one of those step up moments, man. So we've been in that situation before and it's all about responding from it, really.
Let's go back to Dan.
Chris, you said that, LeBron's human. I think sometimes we forget that, especially when it comes to his ankles. We've seen him all year kind of roll an ankle and then he's okay. What did you first think when he was able to stay in the game?
He's just one of these guys, man, who's a pro, man. He takes care of his body to an extreme amount, man. He's one of these guys that, he has all the, high-tier recovery gear. He eats, sleeps, and preparates his body right, man. He's the first one in this arena on game days. First one in the facility on practice days, man. So he's a guy who's been known for a numerous amount of years. And like you said, man, we do forget that he's human sometimes, man. So to see him actually take a blow like that and actually be in a lot of pain, man, just, set us back and reminding us that, he still has to, go through the same protocols as we all do if it's a big enough injury. But at the same time, he's still different, man. He's one of these guys that takes the little nicks and bumps, and it doesn't really set him back as long as it does other guys. So, we just have to wait and see.
All right, that's Montrezl Harrell right there. I thought it was interesting. Montrez says that the play on LBJ – he thought it was reckless. Reckless is, that's actually a good word to use. I don't think it was dirty. I think it's a player obviously going for the ball, but you could still be careless or reckless even if you're given as much effort as you can. So I definitely don't think it was anything. I didn't think it was, anything. You don't see a player like that trying to do something dirty. They're just going for the ball, but reckless, careless might be the right way to put it. I did read it off a second ago, but I'll read it again. So x-rays negative on LeBron James' right ankle, sources tell ESPN. MRI results are still pending. We'll do a couple things when we come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. Dennis Schroeder, we'll get a chance to hear from Schroeder. Plus, we'll preview a little bit of the Lakers and the Suns game. So that game's coming up tomorrow. We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, Lakers got another game coming up tomorrow night. Pregame show starts at 5:30, tip-off at 7. They lose to the Atlanta Hawks 99-94. Good contributions from Montrezl Harrell. Dennis Schroeder battling as well, but obviously not enough. LeBron James not in the game in the second half, left in the second quarter. Lakers were outscored 22-12 just in that third quarter. Couldn't get a shot up. Took them about 5.5 minutes to get their first bucket, and you respect the fight, but without LBJ and Anthony Davis, yeah, that's going to be tough to win any games. Let me take a couple quick calls here, then we'll go to Dennis Schroeder. Mike in Orange County, what's going on, Mike?
Nothing much, man. You know, I want to talk about Damian Jones specifically. I feel like he should play more in the minutes protocol, and he should play at least 25 minutes and up due to LeBron being out and lack of size in our bench. I just want to see Damian Jones next game playing 20 minutes up.
Well, I'll say this, Mike. You know, there was a conversation I was having. This was a couple weeks ago, and I appreciate you calling in. It's a fair argument to make. To start the game, John and Michael were talking about Damian Jones, and they think that he's going to stay on the roster. And I put out a tweet just asking Laker fans. Overwhelmingly, a lot of Laker fans want to see Damian Jones stay. Now the question is, okay, well, does he garner more playing time? This probably isn't the best comparison, but remember when AD goes out, Montrez is actually playing less minutes since AD went out. And there was a little bit of an uproar of people wondering, Coach, why are we playing Montrez more? I'll be curious to see when Gasol does come back, what that dynamic's going to be like. Will Damian Jones be playing equal amount of minutes of Gasol? Will he be playing a lot less? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I will say that I've been impressed with him. You know, he's doing exactly what the Lakers need him to do. He's a great pogo stick that you throw the ball anywhere around the basket. He goes up and gets it. He may not get every block, but he's a rim protector, and he makes it tough for players to just, you know, get in the paint and do whatever it is that they want to do. I actually almost see him, if there are times this year, it'd be great to see him with Anthony Davis, where AD's the 4 and he's the 5. What would that little dynamic look like? So we'll keep that one in mind. One more quick call here. Joe in Sherman Oaks. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, so I think today exposed the fact that when you don't have LeBron and AD on the floor, you really lack a scorer that the Lakers need. And I think it might be time to really try and explore an option to find that scorer before the trade deadline is over. I mean, you think about a Victor Oladipo. I don't exactly know how the money might work out, but I don't know if you want to rely on Kyle Kuzma and Schroeder and even Montrez to carry that load. And if LeBron's out for an extended amount of time and we don't exactly know when AD is going to be back, I just think it's something that you have to look at right now.
Joe, thank you for calling in. I'll kind of make this one simple in my mind. There is no conversation if LeBron and AD aren't in. So you go out there and get whoever you want in the market. And I don't think the Lakers – I actually really, really like these role players and these bench players for the Lakers. I really do. It's going to come down to health. That's it. You take Paul George and – Kawhi Leonard off the Clippers, or you take Giannis Antetokounmpo and Middleton off the Bucks. You take Embiid and Simmons off the Sixers. Go down the list. Every one of these teams I got, you know, and all these teams I just talked about, these players I'm talking about, they're not even close to the significance of LeBron and Anthony Davis. So don't worry about going to get more players or more scorers because LeBron and AD have, we'll kind of wait to see if AD or if LeBron ends up missing some time. Health is everything. So I'm completely fine with the roster. Dennis Schroeder, one of the players that we mentioned, ended up with 16.7 rebounds, 4 assists. I read on Twitter he had some interesting comments about Rajon Rondo. Take a listen here.
Hey, Dennis, obviously the big news for the game is LeBron leaving in the second quarter. Have you been able to talk to him? And what's the mood of the locker room right now?
I mean, we used to guys stay together as a team. That's about it. Next man up mentality, and that's it. I mean, we're going to talk to him, see what's going on, but end of the day, it's, you know, next man up mentality. So whoever comes in, be ready to play, and we still got to get some wins.
You know, a couple of your teammates already have said that they were surprised when they kind of heard LeBron yell after the play. Did you hear it as well? Could you tell how much pain indeed he was in?
I don't know. that's a question for him, you know, when he comes back. He's 36 years old. This is his 18th year. He bounced back before, and he will in a couple of days. So I'm not worried.
Dennis, how about you? Seemed like you might have been limping out there a little bit as well.
I mean, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to give everything I have every night. And, you know, we got a chance tomorrow to play again and to compete. And that's what we're going to do.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle Goon, please.
Hey, Dennis. Did you have a good view on what happened on the play when LeBron got injured? And what was your opinion of Solomon Hill diving into LeBron's leg there? Did you think that was reckless at all?
I think Solomon Hill, he's been in the league long enough. I think he came out with me 2013, so he ain't got to earn no minutes. I mean, he's established in this league, so he don't, I mean, just unnecessary play to dive in the leg like that. Yeah, that's it.
All right, Dan.
Hey, Dennis. I think I've heard you guys say next man up mentality like 75 times, it feels like, in the last like 3 or 4 weeks.
That's what it is.
Is it something, are you surprised that this team has been kind of snake bit this much, it feels like, over the last month?
No, we're the deepest team in the league, and it should be like that. So end of the day, like we always say, it's next man up mentality. Yes. So it don't matter who goes down. It hurts for the team, for the organization, but we're still going to go out and compete. That's what it means.
All right, let's go to Dave.
Dennis, back in 2019, Rajon Rondo was fined for kind of on-court altercation that he had with you. What do you think of what he did to you tonight to elicit that technical?
Like I said, I mean, I love competitors. You know, I love competitors who really try to, you know, compete against me on the court. But that's not competing no more. And I'm going to leave it at that, you know. It's fine, but that's not competing, you know. I'm going to leave it at that, and we just keep it going. I ain't trying to be rude, but that's not basketball.
All right, we'll go last question to Amanda Scurlock, please.
Hi, Dennis. Could you talk to me about Montrez? I know he led in scoring tonight. Could you talk to me about his importance, especially coming off the bench?
Yeah, I mean, we need him throughout the whole game, not just the second half. And I think we all got to take more pride now. Starts with me individually, you know, to be better. Especially when we got a lot of people out, I think we got to start to get in that mentality. Everybody, you know, individually giving everything they have, and I think it starts tomorrow. I mean, everybody just, you know, look at themselves, try to get better every day, try to work, you know, and get the job done. And it starts with me, and it ends with the last guy, you know. So just got to focus and get better.
All right, that's Dennis Schroeder right there. By the way, that's two in a row. Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell both thought that it was a reckless play on Solomon Hill on LeBron James. You know, I'll be curious as we get a little bit more information. Walsh put out a tweet, x-rays negative on LeBron James' right ankle. MRI results still pending. I'll be curious what LeBron would think about that play. You know, LBJ is one of those 18 years in the NBA. I'm sure everybody loves the effort that players on a night. I saw Dennis Schroeder during the game today literally full-out dive, almost reminded me of Dennis Rodman days back when he was with the Bulls, to just go grab a ball and call timeout, and he did. Lakers got possession of it. Those type of effort plays, it can happen, but it'd be interesting to get LBJ's thoughts at one point when that does happen. A quick turnaround. Lakers don't have too much time to You know, wait around and see what happens as far as LBJ. These other players are going to have to step up, and it's going to start tomorrow. Lakers got the Phoenix Suns. So Phoenix right now sitting at 27-13. Remember, Lakers already played Phoenix earlier this season. They lost. I want to say that was on February 1st. It was at Staples Center. But again, Lakers weren't healthy, and you know, that's what it's going to come down to. It's so hard to gauge the Lakers when just when you thought they looked like they were getting accustomed to playing without Anthony Davis, just starting to roll, 4-0 since the All-Star break, now LeBron James. So it's tough to gauge them in these games. It really is. But the one thing that Dennis Schroeder hit on 50 different times, he said, next man up, next man up. I know it's cliche, but here's the reality. We've talked about the Lakers having the deepest team in the NBA. I know it's a much different challenge when LeBron and Anthony Davis are both out. But Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, Kyle Kuzma, THT, KCP, Alex Caruso, Markieff Morris, all these guys are going to have to step up. They're going to have to do it tomorrow. Lakers taking on the Phoenix Suns. Pre-game show starts at 5:30 with myself and Michael. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. Lakers lose to the Hawks, 99-94. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN.